Hi everyone, and welcome to this series of podcasts on English literature. This year we have chosen to work on translating, and when I was in Ireland I found some very interesting folklore Irish tales, and they were never translated before into French, and so I thought that with the première LLCE in English, that they could actually work on all those different tales. So what they had to do was to read as a group, they had to translate it, then they had to prepare a nice illustration of the tale, and finally they have to prepare this podcast. So in each group, for each tale, the students read the tale in English, then their translation in French, and they will explain why and how they created their different illustrations and pictures. And finally, they would also explain in detail all the difficult passages that they had to translate in the tales, all the difficulties, hardships, and how they actually managed to do it as a group. So I hope that you will enjoy all those stories, because they've been working really hard. And well, good listening.
Belline, Stan, Lamine, Victoria, Nelia. The Dagda is one of Ireland's more important god. His name is thought to come from an old Celtic dialect that could mean the great god. The Dagda is also known by the other name, Eclogic Ferben, the Horned Man, and Aed, the Fairy One. There are many stories associated with the Dagda, and in one he loses his home at Brunabwyn, near Grange. It is a story the Dagda's son Angus was travelling, and while he was gone, the Dagda gave all his land away amongst his other children. When Angus returned, he realised nothing was left for him. She so asked his father if he could stay in Brunabwyn for day and night.
The Dagda allowed this, not noticing the tricks that was played, which was a play of words. In the Irish language, there is ambiguity in the difference between a day and a night, and day and night, which could mean for all time. This means that Angus moved into Brunabwyn and never moved out. The Dagda was a kind of father figure god in Ireland, and was married to Bone, who gave her name to the river Boyne. And in other stories, he is married to the Morrigan.
The Dagda has four magical treasures. His first treasure was a magical staff that could kill nine men when swiped one way, but if turned the other way, could bring the dead back to life. It was called the Lorgmor, meaning the great staff. The Dagda's second treasure was a harp called Dorda Blow, meaning the oak of two blossoms. The Dagda also had a harper named Uaine, meaning harmony. The Dagda could control the harp so that its music would not sound unless he allowed it. This magical harp could also control men's emotions and change seasons.
His third treasure was a magical cauldron named in Irish Qua en Sic, which translates as the Hundred Cauldron. No one who ate or drank from it would go unsatisfied. Also, it called ill Anywood and bring the dead back to life. The Quar and Sea is one of your legendary treasures of mythical Ireland that came with the Tuatha De Danann. The Quar and Sea came from the ancient city of Muirias, and a poet named Semias came with the cauldron. The name Semias can mean rivet or support. The Dagda's fourth treasure was quite unusual. He owned two magical pigs. One was always growing, and the other was always watching. As well as the treasure he had on a orchard that was constantly in fruit.
Le Dagda est l'un des dieux les plus importants de l'Irlande. Son nom pense provenir d'un ancien dialecte celtique qui pourrait désigner le bon dieu. Le Dagda est aussi connu par d'autres noms comme Ferben, l'homme cornu, et Aet, l'enflammé. Il y a plein d'histoires associées avec le Dagda, et l'une de ces histoires, il perdit sa maison à Brunaboyne, Newgrange. Dans cette histoire, le fils de Dagda, Angus, est en train de voyager, et pendant qu'il fut parti, le Dagda lui donna toutes ses îles parmi ses autres enfants. Quand Angus revena, il réalisa qu'il ne lui restera plus rien pour lui. Donc, il demanda à son père s'il pouvait rester à Brunaboyne pour jour et nuit.
Le Dagda autorisa cela sans se rendre compte de la ruse jouée qui était un jeu de mots. Dans le langage irlandais, il y a de l'ambiguïté entre les différences entre un jour et une nuit et jour et nuit qui pourrait signifier pour toujours. Ceci voulait dire que Angus déménagea dans Brunaboyne et il ne parta plus jamais. Le Dagda était un peu comme un dieu, symbolisant une figure paternelle en Irlande et était marié à Boann, qui donna son nom à la rivière Boyne. Et dans d'autres histoires, il est marié au Morrigan.
Le Dagda avait 4 trésors magiques. Son premier trésor était un bâton magique qui pouvait tuer 9 hommes quand il était élancé d'un côté. Mais s'il était élancé de l'autre côté, il pouvait ramener les morts à la vie. Il était appelé le Lorg Mor, signifiant le bon bâton. Le second trésor de Dagda était une harpe appelée Dorda Bio, signifiant l'arbre aux deux fleurs. Le Dagda avait aussi un harpiste nommé Uaitn, signifiant l'harmonie. Le Dagda pouvait contrôler l'harpe pour que sa musique ne fasse pas de son tant qu'il ne lui autorise. Cette harpe magique peut aussi contrôler les émotions des hommes et changer les saisons.
Son troisième trésor était un chandron magique nommé en irlandais Quar Anfic, qui était traduit par le chaudron humide, où personne n'était insatisfait après avoir mangé ou bu du chaudron. Aussi, il pouvait soigner toutes les blessures et ramener les morts à la vie. Le Quar Anfic est l'un des 4 trésors légendaires de l'Irlande mythique qui venait avec le Tuatha de Danann. Le Quar Anfic venait de la cité de l'île de Muirias et un poète appelé Semias venait avec le chaudron. Le nom Semias peut
dire un clou ou un support.
Le quatrième trésor du Dagda était plus ou moins atypique. Il possède 2 cochons magiques, l'un était toujours en train de grandir et l'autre était toujours en train de rôtir. Bien que tous ses trésors, il avait une terre qui était constamment remplie de fruits.
His name is thought to come from, nous l'avons traduit en son nom pense provenir de, car dire son nom pense provenir de était une traduction trop mot à mot. The Fiery One, l'enflammé. On a tout de suite pensé au feu. L'enflammé était la seule traduction potable qu'on a trouvée.
The Dagda allowed this, not noticing the tricks that was played, which was a play of words. Donc on l'a traduit par le Dagda autorisa cela sans se rendre compte de la ruse jouée qu'il était un jeu de mots. Donc pour cette phrase-là, nous avons traduit mot à mot. A day and a night, donc on l'a traduit par un jour et une nuit. Donc nous n'avons pas eu d'autres traductions en tête.
Day and night, nous l'avons traduit par jour et nuit. Nous avons eu le choix entre nuit et jour, mais nous avons choisi jour et nuit. No one who ate or drank from it would go unsatisfied. Personne n'était insatisfait après avoir mangé ou bu du chaudron. Nous n'avons pas eu d'autres traductions en tête pour cette phrase.
Finally, I will describe our illustration. In the bottom center, we can see the Dagda. To make him more believable as a god, he is wearing a white linen robe. He also has long, thick hair with a beard, since he is kind of the father figure of the god in Ireland. Because of his other names like Ferben, the horn man, we decided to give him horns, and by Aed, the fiery one, it inspired us to put flames around him. On top, we can see a treasure that indicates his 4 magical treasures below. The first one is a magical staff, the second one is a magical harp, the third one is a magical cauldron, and the last one are his 2 magical pigs. We can see that besides him, there is one that is bigger than the other because he can stop growing. And in the background, there is a a vast land with trees because he had an orchard.